BDS fail, House overwhelmingly passes anti-boycott resolution. By Deborah Danan on July 24, 2019. Tel Aviv, the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a resolution on Tuesday opposing boycotts of Israel after some Democrats expressed concern last week that the measure could cause infighting within the party leading up to the 2020 election. House Resolution 246, which passed by a vote of 398-17, rejects the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, campaign against Israel and calls for increased security aid to the Jewish state. It also calls for a negotiated solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict resulting in two states, a democratic Jewish state of Israel, and a viable, democratic Palestinian state, living side by side in peace, security and mutual recognition. 16 Democrats opposed the bill, including the first two Muslim women in Congress, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, who are both supporters of the BDS movement. The resolution opposes the global boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, BDS movement, targeting Israel, including efforts to target United States companies that are engaged in commercial activities that are legal under United States law, and all efforts to delegitimize the State of Israel. The BDS campaign undermines the possibility for a negotiated solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict by demanding concessions of one party alone and encouraging the Palestinians to reject negotiations in favor of international pressure. Several congressmen expressed their support for the bill. "You simply will not and cannot achieve lasting peace and security for both Israelis and Palestinians and work toward a two-state solution if you support a movement that seeks to delegitimize the very existence of Israel," said Congressman Ted Deutch, Democrat, Florida 22. "I am relentlessly opposed to the global boycott, divestment and sanctions campaign that seeks to delegitimize the State of Israel and deny the Jewish people, and only the Jewish people, the right to self-determination." Representative Alex Mooney, Republican, West Virginia 2, said, "The boycott, divestment and sanctions movement is an economic attack on Israel and BDS supporters do not even think Israel should exist. Displays of anti-Semitism have become too frequent in the past few months, even from members of this House of Representatives, and it is time that we stand united in support of Israel," he continued. "Under the leadership of President Donald J. Trump, our relationship with Israel has never been stronger. We must never forget the important role Israel plays in the world, and I will continue to be a vocal supporter of our eternal friendship," he said. Pro-Israel lobby the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, lauded the resolution. Tlaib slammed the resolution as a bid to silence BDS supporters' opposition of Israel's blatantly racist policies. "Our First Amendment right to free speech allows boycott of inhumane policies," she tweeted. "This bill is unconstitutional." Ahead of Tuesday's vote, Tlaib delivered an impassioned speech as the daughter of Palestinian immigrants, parents who experience being stripped of their human rights, the right to freedom of travel, equal treatment. She then drew a comparison between Israel and Nazi Germany to make her case. "Americans boycotted Nazi Germany in response to the dehumanization, imprisonment and genocide of the Jewish people,"